The federal government has declared 23 species officially extinct. The ivory-billed woodpecker may be the most known of the group, but my next guest says these likely won't be the last species to disappear from the planet. John Weens is an evolutionary ecologist at the University of Arizona, and he joins me. And John, how common or uncommon is it for the feds to make this kind of announcement?
I think it's maybe not that uncommon. And most of these things hadn't been seen in this century. So some of these things hadn't been seen, for example, since the 80s. So these things are probably, a lot of them were gone a long time ago.
So maybe not much of a surprise in the case of these particular species.
Yeah, it's just when you put them all together, it's a lot, isn't it? And these were all over the place. And this is just our future. Right. And unless we do something, these will just continue to happen.
Are there any of the 23 species that are now extinct that are particularly concerning to you, that make you particularly sad or disappointed?
They're all kind of terrible, actually. I mean, and some of these birds from Hawaii. So there's, you know, I can kind of break it down for you. There's a bunch of birds from Hawaii, and a lot more could go. And we've already lost a huge number of Hawaiian birds. So like these Hawaiian honey creepers, which are just amazing. There were like 50 species of those, and now it's down to 17. And they were just this amazing evolutionary radiation of birds, all these different colors and bill shapes. And, you know, now 2/3 of them are gone. You know, so birds are about half of these 23 species. The other half are these freshwater mussels. And there's just dozens and dozens of endangered species of mussels. And, you know, unfortunately, there's probably just going to be more and more.
What does it mean for the ecosystems in which these species were living? Obviously, you know, everything is connected in some way. So what does it mean for these particular ecosystems? You mentioned that some of these species have probably been gone for a little while now. So, you know, I guess I'm curious, what changes might we see in these particular areas?
Yeah, so I wouldn't tend to think that necessarily the ecosystems will suddenly sort of collapse and be destroyed, you know, because some of these species disappear. I kind of think of it as the other way around, is that you know, these ecosystems were, you know, being degraded, and this is the sign of it. So you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like the other way around, right?
Sure.
So when these ecosystems are experiencing all these changes and all these problems, that what starts to happen is the species start to disappear.
Yeah, so are there any species that are maybe native to Arizona or the Southwest where you see the ecosystem, there are signs the ecosystem is maybe starting to degrade, and those species could be next of being declared extinct?
It's a great question. And I think with climate change and drought, you know, it seems like it's really just a matter of time. And one of the ones that I, you know, think we're going to lose a lot of, I could just see us losing dozens of species, are a lot of snails. Especially there's these talus snails. And they're, you know, like lots of different mountain ranges have their own talus snail species, or maybe a single canyon or something. And, you know, these are snails, you know, you don't see them crawling around in the desert in the middle of the day, right? They just dry up. And so these things are heavily dependent on moisture. And so as the climate warms up and things are getting drier, I mean, I think we're going to lose dozens of species of these talus snails, just for starters.
Do you think that the ship has sailed on this? Like, are there things that can be done to try to further protect these kinds of species?
I think for us in Arizona, I think, you know, really high priority is climate change. Because, you know, you look around in Arizona, we have all this, you know, we do have lots of habitat we have a lot of national parks and things like that. And so we got a lot of protected land, but it's really hard to protect the land from climate change, right? It's the global problem. Right. And so I think that's a really high priority, and it's really hard to protect species from it.
Is it safe to say in your mind that, as with so many things related to climate change, like the clock is really ticking here, like these things maybe should have happened yesterday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and people have been warning about this for a long time, and the climate change has still been increasing. But this is another, you know, this is another sign. And this is what's in our future unless we take really strong steps to stop it.
Are you confident that'll happen?
I don't know. I think that people are, you know, kind of waking up to it, and I think the question is whether it happens in time. I think we're going to lose a lot of species. I don't see any way around that. But how many is you know, depends on how quickly we act and how strongly we act.
All right. That is John Weens, an evolutionary ecologist at the University of Arizona. John, it was nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.